Barbecue chicken, barbecue lamb, barbecue beef, barbecue ham. When you fix table for me, make it plain barbecue, sweet as can be. Tell me, little mama, who you give my barbecue to?
Home Improvement Show. Rosie on the House is moving to the category of barbecue for this hour. So if you think you can outbrag me on your barbecue skills, dial in 1-888-767-4348 because I'm certifiably the best barbecue man in all of Arizona, from Page to Nogales, from Parker to Nutrioso. I am the barbecue man.
You do some mean chicken on the grill, I have to tell you. But I think you need to update your grill a little bit.
My mother-in-law never even liked me till she ate my barbecue. Then I was her best friend. I know you're listening, Mimi. I want to talk barbecue with all of you Arizona homeowners. So tune in. If you've got a barbecue tip, go ahead. Give it to us. 1-888-767-4348.
It's amazing how popular recipes are. We don't cover them much. Because we're not really a food cooking program.
The way it usually could be.
We talk, outdoor barbecues is part of home ownership.
Arizona outdoor living, baby.
We've got the 4th of July coming up. Be a lot of great grilling going on. Man, it's part of the lifestyle here.
Well, I knew you'd want to talk about it, so I reached out and tried to bring in a special guest on the barbecue expert category, and I have got the CEO of Barbecue Galore. Now, you know the store. They tell you that it's not just an aisle, it's a whole store. Well, they have taken this whole store concept to an entirely new level, like in the last year. Let me introduce y'all to the CEO of Barbecues Galore, joining us by phone, Henrik Stefanian. Henrik, we sure appreciate you joining us today, my friend.
Thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. We've all heard your line, your marketing line. It's not just an aisle, it's a store. Talk about your new superstore, man. Y'all have taken that store concept to a whole new level.
Absolutely. You know, our North Phoenix store in Desert Ridge has been the highest volume store for many years, and we needed to get bigger. We had customers asking for more. They wanted to see more patio furniture, more grill selections, more of everything. And just last year, in around August time frame, we moved across the parking lot into a 13,000-square-foot showroom. And if you haven't been there, you got to go check it out. It's got everything you need from, again, grilling to chips and chunks and charcoal and accessories, rubs and sauces, patio furniture, gazebos, or pergolas. And we have Omaha Steaks in our building as well, in their third biggest store, in their chain of stores.
And where, when you say across the parking lot, there's a lot in Desert Ridge.
No, it's literally.
Give me a proximity.
It's due north, slightly east of where it was. If you get to the old store location, just tend a little north and a little east, and you're going to pull right in. It's a giant store.
You're not going to miss it.
You're not going to miss it.
It's right next to Total Wine, right next to it.
Right next to Total Wine. Now, and I was glad we had a chance to talk. Now, I have been a customer of Barbecues Galore. I think from the very beginning, I think the first grill that one of my customers bought from Barbecues Galore had to go back 25 or 26 years at least. How long have y'all been in Phoenix?
Since 1937 in the U.S. and almost 30 years in the Arizona market.
Okay, 30 years. Yeah, that would be about exactly right. And we have been buying y'all's product ever since. So I have to admit, I had not been in the new store. And so Jennifer and I promised ourselves, as we left Phoenix on the way to Flagstaff, we drive right by Desert Ridge on the 101 on the way out there. We ducked in there and we went through the front door, and I could hardly drag my wife out of there.
You got dragged. Did you really?
I want one. She goes, I want one of those, and I want one of those, and I want one of those.
I came out with lots of questions. Let's kind of get the feel for what you have available, you know, from the range of what you can purchase, you know. What kind of features am I looking for if I want a really good barbecue for my backyard?
You know, it all comes down to, you know, personal choice on what kind of food you cook. And we have, and for me personally, I have a few grills, and I have my Teppan, the flat top grill that I do my breakfast on Sundays for my family, whenever I'll do my pancakes and the bacon and my eggs and fajitas and all that on the flat top, you know, and I do my charcoal for Armenian barbecue and smoking. I'm Armenian, so we do a lot of kebabs, and I use the charcoal for that. And then I use my gas grill for, you know, normal steaks and chicken and the regular stuff.
Now, Henrik, I'm going to shock some of our homeowners here a little bit by talking about the price ranges we saw. We saw nice, good-looking, durable charcoal grills in there for $300.
Right.
I saw a 55 or 60-inch unit towards the front of the store, stainless steel, that cost more than my first four or five pickup trucks I owned.
We got the whole thing.
You
so we got it from, you know, the $300 barbecue to a $10,000 to $15,000 grill. We got everything for everybody. So, you know, wherever your tastes are as far as what kind of grill you want and whatever the budget is, we got something for everybody.
And I know a lot of people that like the flavor of the charcoal briquette. Y'all have propane-ignited charcoal briquettes. And my brother-in-law actually bought one of those from y'all about 2 years ago. I love when he invites us over to his house to cook.
Oh, definitely. On our turbo line, which has been around for 30-plus years, we use ceramic briquettes to heat up the grill. What the ceramic does, it retains the heat much more. So as you're opening the hood to take meat off or put it back on, a lot of times with a stainless steel or traditional flame tamer, the heat escapes. With the ceramic, you get a chance to have the heat retain more into the grill. And plus, throughout time, those briquettes get flavorized from all the droppings from, you know, from the grease and whatever you're cooking on, whether it's steak or burgers. They start giving it some flavor as well. When you have drops, you know, the grease or whatever falls onto the briquettes, it gives up more heat and more flavor back into the meat.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing I like about the briquettes in my turbo grill I've got at home is it seems to limit the flare-ups, and it seems to give you much more control over the temperature of what you're trying to cook.
Absolutely. We were one of the original manufacturers because Barbecues Galore, we're also a manufacturer. We make our own turbo line. It's our own factory. So our factory has made the turbo line for, you know, like 30-plus years, and we were one of the first to have the ceramic briquettes as a feature on our grill. And now just about every premium manufacturer, whether it's, you know, Twin Eagles and it's DCS or Alfresco, they all go to the ceramic briquettes because the way that thing helps cook and keep their ups down to a minimum and the flavor it gives off when you have had it for a while, it's a truly one of a kind.
Well, Henrik, the turbo grill at my house is probably one of your first. It's an early vintage model. Let me just say that.
I don't think they make the parts anymore.
Well, I didn't think they did, but I rebuilt it at the end of last summer with all the parts that I was found. They're now carrying all those parts, the igniters and the burners along the way, and all new ceramic briquettes.
I want one of those stainless ones. Those are really cool looking.
Yeah, I don't think Jennifer's going to let me live with this 30-year-old version very much longer.
Well, what about the ceramic grills themselves, like the Green Eggs and the Primo? And I had the opportunity to cook on one of those a few months ago. There's one. That got moved pretty high on my wish list.
There's one at Henrik's store at Barbecues Galore there at Desert Ridge. There's a Green Egg in there that's about the size of a smart car.
Family size.
The big Green Egg, that's a whole different lifestyle. It's huge for us in our Texas stores. We have four stores in the Dallas market, and the eggheads, what they call them, are one of a kind. I mean, those, once you get into an egg, the way the food cooks, the way you get such juicy and moist and chicken, I'm getting hungry already.
And with those, Henrik, can't you do many things once you get it heated up? You can grill, and then you can convert to baking, and there's just different. Once you've got it hot, you have some options, right?
Absolutely. You can go as low as 180 degrees or 200 degrees for long-term smoking, or you can go to 1,000 degrees for a quick sear and grilling. And a lot of folks now who buy the egg are buying the pizza stones so they can make pizza in the egg. And the flavor that the egg gives off, it's amazing. The chicken, once you have chicken or turkey, any kind of a bird, you dry out on a gas grill. My first time I ever had chicken on a big Green Egg, I thought it wasn't done. I was like, hey, man, this is too juicy. Is it cooked? They're like, no, it's cooked all right. I said, there's a lot of juice inside of it. And they're like, well, that's off the egg, that's why. And I used to not like chicken. Now I only eat chicken off the big Green Egg.
I'll be darned. And I learned water smoking chicken, which you can kind of accommodate through the Big Green Egg as well.
There's ways you can get to it. It's you know, we have the water smoking. It's still it's a very small portion of our business. People who actually do it, because it takes a lot of skill and talent to do it, and the average person doesn't have the time to get into that. But you can do that Big Green Egg. You can do virtually anything you want on there.
Well, Henrik, next time you're in town touring the Phoenix stores, I'm gonna do you one. I take either pineapple or concentrated orange juice, put it into the water soaker, and then I hang my seasoned chicken and water smoke the chicken. And I tell you what, that's the one that won my mother-in-law's heart.
Wow! When I come in town next time, I'm gonna hit you up, and we gotta do that.
Now, with 13,000 square feet, do y'all ever do cooking grill classes?
Yes, we do. We actually, with having Omaha Steaks there, and Omaha Steaks in that location has some unique items that they don't carry in other places. And we're able to sample those items. Right now, we're doing every other weekend. We'll have a vendor, one of our vendors, one of our manufacturers will come out and do a demo for our customers who are interested in to see what the grill does. And we're able to bring Omaha Steaks into it. They provide the samples of the meat, and we'll cook out there and give tips on how to how to properly smoke a brisket, how to properly marinate and prep a regular steak, or just pretty much the whole gamut. You can come into our store the weekend we're doing a demo, get some good tasting food, get some tips on how to make it, at the same time, be able to get everything you need right there.
We've mentioned the Desert Ridge location a few times, but where are the other barbecue locations throughout the state?
There's two in Arizona. The second one is in Chandler. In Chandler East off of German. That store, there's a, I'm sorry, I forgot the shopping center's name. It's a Vestar shopping center, but it's got a Home Depot and right off of German, and can't think of the freeway that it's on.
Barbecues Galore. It'll be easy to find.
I will tell you this. If you Google Barbecues Galore, one of the first options is store locations, and you find it very easy. We're here with Henrik Stefanian, the CEO of Barbecues Galore. Henrik, can you hold on just a few moments? I'd like to come back and talk about the alternate fuel sources that are available, as well as some of the accessories that are available at your store. Do you have time to hang on?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back with Barbecues Galore here at Rosie on the House. You want to brag about your barbecue? Come on. This is a double dog dare. I challenge you. 1-888-767-4348. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. For 29 years, your Saturday morning tradition here in the great state of Arizona. Here we show up every Saturday morning with the one objective of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend by bringing you great information about home improvement, home remodeling, maintenance, anything having to do with your lawn, your garden, your irrigation system, your trees, your hedges, your hubs, your shrubs, and, of course, great outdoor living as well. And that's why we've got the CEO of Barbecues Galore joining us by phone this morning, Henrik Stefanian, CEO of Barbecues Galore, talking about the new superstore. It's actually been open about a year at Desert Ridge, another store down in Gilbert. Now, the other store in Gilbert, is it of the same size, or like is this Desert Ridge store like your flagship monster store?
It's about half the store of Desert Ridge.
Okay.
Desert Ridge is our flagship. That's the biggest store in the entire chain.
It's a one-stop shop for shopping your backyard. Jennifer, I could barely get Jennifer out of there without dragging out four or five pieces of the patio furniture you've got on display.
Good-looking stuff.
Had a lot of. Go ahead, Jennifer.
It was just really nice-looking furniture, and it was all spread out nicely. We don't feel crammed in there, and it was just nice salespeople just available if you need them. So.
Now, Henrik, if my wife can power wash it, she wants to buy it, and that furniture, she first walks in the store, all looks the kind of furniture that you could remove the cushions, power wash it, hose it all down, put it all back together, and it looked like stuff that would go for 50 years.
Exactly. We use Sunbrella fabric. Sunbrella is the best in the industry, and especially for the Arizona market. So it's made to last out there in the heat.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. As I walked through the store, I was impressed by the number of fuel sources that could be used. I'm not talking about all the different kind of wood samples and wood block chips you had for smoking, just the different fuel sources. Can you talk us through those options real quick?
Yes. Over the last about a year, a couple of years, the pellet grills have taken on a lot more than they had in the previous years. The pellet smoking category, thanks to Traeger, who does a great job of marketing, you know, they're on all over TV with infomercials and all that, and they've really introduced the pellet grill to the mass audience. And as people have gotten comfortable and learned more about the pellet grills, we carry a company called Green Mountain Grill, and the simplicity of smoking on a pellet grill is unique to customers. They like it because, for example, we had customers last year who, for the first time for Thanksgiving, they smoked a turkey. They put it on at midnight. They had it for 16 hours. You set it, you forget about it. You put the pellets in there. It's got a Wi-Fi control. If the temperature drops for whatever reason, you get a buzz saying, hey, you're below temperature. You go back in and dump more pellets in there. But a 16-pound turkey could be done literally in 16 hours in a pellet smoker, and you don't have to touch it at all. Put on at nighttime, leave it there, and you're done.
And you don't need 2 gallons of gravy to get the turkey moist enough to eat again, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so you got the pellets. How about the conventional charcoal? What are the difference in charcoal?
The charcoal grills, charcoal as a category, is coming back more than it had. For a long time, it had gone down with the popularity of gas grills. But the last couple of years, with pellet smoking, with the Big Green Egg, and Weber doing a great job of marketing on the charcoal side, we're seeing it come back. Now, the key for charcoal is the type of wood you use. When you use the typical, match light briquettes, you get a lot of chemicals into your food. We sell the charcoal that's 100% natural. So there's no chemicals added. There's nothing that's added for it to last longer. We use lump charcoal, which lasts a lot longer. For example, the Big Green Egg charcoal, if you don't use, once you put it in a Big Green Egg as an example, and you don't use all of it, we can reuse it again. So it's all natural, and we have different flavors of wood and chunks to complement whatever taste buds you have. You know, whether it be pecan or cherry or apple, mesquite, oak, all different woods to add in there with your charcoal to give it a little more flavor.
Well, I tell you what, folks, if you're not hungry now, you're just not American. That's all I've got to say. Because I tell you what, there's nothing more American than that backyard barbecue. But like Henrik said, in Armenia, they do a lot of kebabs. Y'all do a lot of cooking. And that was something that I saw new in your stores, those big round circular flat tops. Boy, I thought, man, I could do a lot with that.
Definitely. The Evo grill, again, that's one of those grills that it's a very, very convenient grill for parties. You're hanging around in a circle. You can cook if you like. Again, I love bacon. I love meat in general. I'm a Marine as well, so for me, it's meat and potatoes for the most part. But you can stand around that Evo grill and make anything that you want of your choice. So if somebody likes chicken, they can make chicken for themselves. Somebody likes steak. Somebody likes, just veggies. That Evo grill is truly the Teppan grill. Benihana's is popular for the chefs breaking their eggs and doing their fancy show for people. And now you can have the same kind of show in your own backyard with the Evo grill.
Henrik, I can't thank you enough for joining us, folks. If y'all haven't been to a Barbecues Galore store, you haven't seen all the options you have in the way of barbecuing in your backyard. The Barbecue Galore store in particular, Desert Ridge, is their new flagship store. It's a one-stop shop for everything in your backyard.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get
on the road again. All over the great state of Arizona. Welcome. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. And we're broadcasting live today at Fort Tut Hill in Flagstaff, Arizona for the Get Outdoors Expo. They are getting that noise in the background you hear. They're getting the crowd involved as they're getting ready to start the Lumberjack competition, so it's going to be a chainsaw sound effect driven last half hour, I think, of the broadcast. Some wood chopping, some log rolling. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It's what they call a live remote.
Live remote.
<Little wind. laughs>
We'd like to take a minute and congratulate Kowalski Construction. It's been a company we've been referring for as long as I can remember, anytime there was insurance or restoration work that needed to be done. That's a much different world than general contracting because it brings in the insurance and adjusting, and that's not something we've ever broken into. Kowalski had always done it so good. It was just refer it off to Kowalski.
It's a different business model. I mean, so virtually every time we get a homeowner's insurance claim with one of our clients, we do. We send it straight to the team at Kowalski.
And they're now in the second generation of ownership. There have been an established company here in Arizona. I mean, you go to their partner page, and their award lists scrolls for two pages. It's incredible.
They cover the state.
Cover the state. Any, if you've got flood damage, leak damage, any work that needs to be done around your home that is insurance related, Kowalski. So congratulations and welcome to the team, Jim.
Just on Kowalski, we run all of our partners through the Guild Quality Surveys, and they continue. Just every survey we get back is they just knock it out of the park. They're a great service organization. Hey, you know, Rosie, we get a call often. We got one this morning that couldn't hold about people and their cold water in the summer turns hot.
Yeah.
So how do you keep cool water in your house?
Well, the first thing when you get a call like that at the office, the next thing you have to ask is, when did you get your house replumbed?
Because,
you know, chances are someone that is really complaining about that had their water replumbed. It was a home that was probably built in the 60s or 70s. We ran the fresh water supply lines under the slab. The copper has given way. And rather than try and repair any of that, the plumber gets the hot and cold water, runs it through a flex line through the attic.
Oh.
And there just isn't any way to keep the cold water cold. When your hot water is actually warmer than the hot water, that's probably the culprit. Is it's a big long PEX line that runs right through the attic that's looped up in there where it lives at about 140 or 150 degrees.
Is that expensive to fix? How would you?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the more, you know, a lot of the ideas we get being on the air for as long as we've been is just from our listeners. And one of our listeners said, Rosie, I know you've talked about getting up there and insulating it and maybe try and rerun it in the insulation and do what you can about burying it, not exposing it to the high, high heat in the attic. He says, but all I did was I took an old water heater and I dumped the cold water into that, and then it virtually sits in there and cools off for several hours before I actually have to pull it out and deliver it. And that's how I'm getting cool water out of my cold water tap in Arizona, in Maricopa County, on the desert floor, in the middle of the summer, when it's 122 degrees.
They've got the double-edged axe throwing contest going on right now on the stage. That's how far do you think they're throwing that? About 20 feet, maybe 30?
No, probably not quite. It's usually about 6.5 steps. So
that's a little longer than that, I think. I don't know. I'm bad at measuring distances. Outstanding. Is there a cost for today's event? That's $8.
We're going to have Mike Russell on a little bit later talking about that. We're at the Get Outdoors Outdoor Expo at Fort Tut Hill County Park, just outside of Flagstaff. But we're here for the next half hour to talk about anything you want to talk about as far as it relates to your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 just in the next few minutes, and we'll get to whatever calls happen to get online. Our daughter, Carol Grace, is down there taking call screening, as Jennifer and I are up here in Flagstaff. Does Carol Grace get a Purple Heart for service today?
Well, she gets a little kudos because she had her wisdom teeth pulled this week, and she's not feeling 100%.
She's a little sore. Yeah. So when you call, you ask to have on Rosie or have Phil, and she's talking to you like this. It is mine.
And I've told Mike he better be careful what he says if he wants to remain in one piece for this morning.
So Carol Grace is there to take your call, get your name, your number, where you're calling from, and what your question is. And I told you that I could outbrag you on barbecue, hands down, with one hand tied behind my back. And let me start by giving you a recipe that has come down through generations of the Cajun Romero family, and it's called the Kids Barbecue. And it's very easy. There are two ingredients. You go to the grocery store and you buy the cheapest Kraft barbecue sauce you can. You can usually get it in a ginormous container for like $1.99. Bring that home and pour it in a bowl and add about 1 cup of brown sugar. Mix it up heat it up well enough to get the barbecue, the brown sugar melted really well. Put your half chickens on the barbecue and continually basting and covering them in this sweetened Kraft barbecue sauce treat. And I tell you what, you pull that off and the kids are going to be fighting each other to be the first one to grab the chicken. It is like eating candy. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything else other than you'll be a hit, all right? So the cheapest, least seasoned barbecue sauce you can buy, and then add the brown sugar. Blend it real well so it's not clumps of brown sugar. The brown sugar will tend to want to burn the chicken, so you have to be careful about that. But nice medium heat, lots of barbecue sauce, pull it off. What I do when I'm done, the chicken's done, the juice is running clear, I move it off to a warming island, I cover it in that sauce, and I just let that kind of caramelize and crystallize onto the chicken itself, onto the skin, under the backside, and then you turn it over to the kids, and they're going to be barbecued all over their face.
Rosie and his special ingredients, it's either butter or brown sugar.
Butter or brown sugar. And then the very next thing you do is you cut up a cold watermelon, and then they eat the watermelon. The watermelon rinses the barbecue sauce off their face.
You know what I've been using as a trick, Bobby, I kind of picked up from him, but yellow mustard. I am not a French's yellow mustard fan. I like the Engelhofer honey sweet. I like the groundstone mustard.
Yes,
I mean,
me too.
I am not a yellow mustard eater, but
I'm with you on that.
You put a little hand rinse coat over your chicken with that yellow mustard before you put your seasonings on it for a beer butt chicken style. Man, I used to do oil so the seasoning would stick a little bit better, but that mustard gives it a crispness and texture, and you don't even taste that, I won't say nasty yellow mustard taste, but you won't taste that nasty yellow mustard taste, or what I consider not very palatable. But that's been something I've done, I don't know, about the past 2 years, and really enjoyed it.
All right.
Nice
and,
little touch.
And then the beer butt chicken. Talk a little bit about that. You need
it's a special rack.
You need a special rack.
And it's called a beer butt chicken rack. And you can use beer, you can use soda, I mean, any aluminum can. And what you do is you just take a regular can opener, and it'll take the lid off of those aluminum cans, dump about a quarter of it out, so you've got three quarters full on your in your can. Then once you've seasoned your chicken however you want, we usually use Tony's or some other type of Cajun Creole seasoning or a combination of them, dust it generously, just slide it on the rack. Generally the racks come, the ones that I've seen, where you can do two at a time, and then you just set it in your grill. And it's something I do indirectional because the depth of my grill, and by the time you put in a full chicken upright on the rack, if I don't have enough space to keep
right.
the flames from
searing it
up, and once that chicken starts dripping off chicken juice, those flames. So I do it indirectionally off to the side, and y'all were talking about moist. I mean, it's the moistest way I know to cook a chicken, and that's actually what I got to do on that Primos, which is the green egg style.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a different brand a couple weeks ago, and man, it turned out great. And that it is something nice about those green eggs is if you don't use all the charcoal, you just close all the vents and it burns itself out, and you've got all this lumped charcoal left over.
Very fired up again.
Like I said, that got on my list pretty quick.
Well, I tell you,
I moved up my list pretty quick.
I actually was exposed to water smoking by a Father's Day gift y'all gave me probably 15 years ago. And I've always really enjoyed that. And once you get that smoker fired up, I mean, we throw two chickens in there to feed the meal, but that smoker's good for another 6 hours after that. So then it's Cornish game hens, and it's a tri-tip, and it's, you know, no reason. And salmon makes a great smoke. We were at a restaurant last night, Satchmo's in Flagstaff. We had never been to, just discovered it. But it's barbecue and Cajun food all under one roof. And the dirty rice, which is one of my favorite meals, they actually smoked the rice before they put the ingredients into it. And it had a very, very unique, delicious flavor. So we've got Emilio on the line who has a barbecue comment for us. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Thanks for calling. What's your comment, my friend?
I got a problem, Rosie, with maybe you can help me. Here in Tucson, we got those wall-hanging toilets.
Okay.
And I got a problem with, I've got water coming on, running all over my floor there. And, you know, shouldn't be running over. I don't know. Do they make those pipings when they made these houses in the 60s, those track homes, copper pipe running underneath the flooring?
Yeah, it could be. And Emilio, the wall hung can come with a recessed tank or a surface mount set tank. Is the tank of the toilet exposed on the wall, or is it recessed and hidden behind the wall?
It's hidden behind the wall, and then
the floor, the tile.
Wait a minute, he's talking to me. My wife's saying the tile it gets wet. The water's coming from the pipe, it is recessed.
Okay, well, what I'd want you to try and do this first. Try and find the water supply to that toilet and turn it off and see if that stops the leak. If that doesn't stop the leak, then we've got a plumbing leak behind the regulation valve that we're going to have to try and deal with. But if it's after the shutoff valve, then it's something we can take care of. It's either a new flapper, it's a new float, it's a new ring between the tank and the seal itself. So find out what side of the valve, the shutoff valve, that leak is on, and then we'll be able to go from there. Emilio and Miss Emilio, we appreciate y'all joining the conversation this morning where we're here at Rosie on the House. You got a lot of noise in the background because we have the Lumberjack Contest. We've got a two-man sawing contest on the push-pull saw. They just finished doing the double-edge axe throwing at the target. It's all here at the Get Outdoor Expo at the Fort Tut Hill County Park. It's a great activity for y'all all to get here with the family. Goes on today and tomorrow.
Two-man saw versus the chainsaw. Just beat the chainsaw. Go Paul Bunyan.
Two-man saw. Just beat the chainsaw. We're here talking barbecue. I think we've got Rick on the line. Also has another question, but we're going to have to go to a quick break here. We'll come back, take care of Rick, and we'll have to track down Mike Russell. Well, we're here with Mike Russell of the Go Show.
Get Outdoors, that's right.
That's right. Talk just a little bit about the show, when it is, when people can hear it, and invite them up to the big event this weekend.
We're going to be broadcasting today live, 1 p.m. It's a show that celebrates the outdoors, everything hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, conservation, and as you can tell in the background noise, the ambient sound that we bring, because we bring quality here, that is the Lumberjack Show and all things chainsaws. Come on up here, Game and Fish is up here. Plenty of things to look at, buy a lot of outdoor stuff. It's a great event.
And the hours today?
We're up until 4 o'clock today. It's $8 to get in, 12 and under are free.
And tomorrow
we're open 10 to 4 as well.
As well. So if you are looking for a way to introduce, in particular, your kids to the great outdoors, getting up to Fort Tut Hill County Park would be the way to do it with the Get Outdoor Expo Show.
That's
this
right.
Weekend at Flagstaff. Now, let me just give you one small warning. There are no rooms available in Flagstaff. They've got the Parents Weekend at NAU, they've got the Rodeo, they've got the Gun Show, and they've got the Get Outdoor Expo. So don't come up here thinking you're going to get a room. Folks, we appreciate y'all tuning in today. When's your show today?
Thanks, Rosie. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And it's on 1 to?
1 to 2.
1 to 2.
That's
all right. Very good. Folks, hope y'all enjoyed the show. We brought you a lot this week, like we try to every single week, and we hope if you were uplifted, encouraged, or pleased with the information, you do us one big favor and just pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be uplifted, encouraged, and do it. All right?
What a wonderful world.